You are all standing today in front of Hashem. Rosheichem, Shivteichem, Zikneichem, Rosheitreichem, the heads of your Shvatim, your elders, and the Shaitrim. Now the Torah starts with Kulchem. Temnitzavayon Kulchem, the Klal. And it ends off with the prophets, Mefarit, every single one of them. Rosheichem, Shivteichem, Zikneichem, Rosheitreichem, Tabchem, Rosheichem. So why does it have to mention both? If it mentions all the pratim, so then you don't need the klal. If it says the klal, then why would it have to mention the prat? So there's a two-sided lesson over here that's brought down in the svar. First of all, Chaim Shmulevitz brings down a Medrash Tanchuma. It says, Atem nitzavim hayoyim. What is hayoyim? Just like the Medrash Tanchuma says that just like the day is meir, and sometimes it darkens, even during the day there's clouds. So you too, whenever it becomes dark for you, it will light up immediately, as it says, V'hoylecha Hashem la'or oylam. Hashem will be your light forever. Even in times when you experience darkness, Hashem will light up the way for you. Eimosai, v'zman shetiyu kulchem aguda achas. When you're all in aguda achas, then even in times of tzara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can light up the way. So that's from the pasuk. Atem nitzavim Hayoim kulchem. When you're kulchem, then the day will always light up for you. And then the Medrash goes on. B'noyik sheba'olam, if a person takes a big stack of bamboo reeds, is it shaykh for him to crack it through? No, it's thick. You know, you can't do it. But if you take one singular bamboo, then even a little kid could crack through it. And you also find, he says, the Medrash says, that ein b'nei Yisrael nigolim, Achiyu kulan aguda achas. Shenemar bayomim ha'emo ve'esahinu ma'ashem. Yavoy b'nei Yisrael v'nei Yehuda yachdav. They come together and then they're going to be mekabel b'nei Hashchina. So Kulchem is telling me over here the koyach of the klal. So why does it mention the koyach of the prat? So I saw wrote down b'shem Rav Leib Chasman. He says, you see over here such a gevaldik chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Imagine a king going around to the shoemakers and to the tailors and to the wood choppers, making friends with them and making a treaty with all of them. Such a thing is not benimtza. Not a regular politician either. He's not going to find himself amongst these people. Yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu over here was Kairos Bris with every segment of Klal Yisrael. Roshechem, Shifteichem, Zikneichem, and Shaitreichem, and Tapchem, and Hashechem, Mechoite Veitzecha, Ad Shoev Meimecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a bris with every single person. Why? Because every single person serves a purpose in the Bria and serves a purpose in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan. So it's telling us the Pratim to tell us how important each and every one of us is. And no person should say, who am I? Ver binich, vaz binich. That's not the emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs every single individual. And this one's characteristics is not like that one. Everybody has his own physical and spiritual makeup. And lefi that makeup, he is every person is an oylem mole, and that oylem mole has to fit into the oylem of HaKadosh Baruch. So the Torah is telling us two things over here: the mile of the klal, the koyach of the klal, that it can be mayor in the yom when things get bad, and number two, the importance of the prat, how HaKadosh Baruch is koyach bris with everybody, with every prat. Ki atem yedatem eis asher yoshavnu beretz Mitzrayim. Why does Hashem have to keep on making a bris with us? You know that you sat in the land of Mitzrayim, Hashem avarnu b'kerav agoyim, Hashem avartem, v'atiru v'shikutzeyem. You saw their abominations, v'zgiluleyem, their mias hazachem, eitz v'evan, kesev v'zov, Hashem imohem. Pen yesh b'chem isha, isha, mishpacha, ishevet. Maybe you'll have a man or a woman or a family or a whole shevet. Hashem levavei p'ina hayom, Hashem, 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 So the question is out in the open. How's it shaykh that the Dor Deyat, they saw so many Nisim, and they saw Maimon Har Sinai. They went through 40 years in the Midbar, and they should be affected by the Miaskite. And the Torah itself says, Shikutseim, you know, Vigiluleim. The Torah itself says that to them, it was Shikutseim, Vigiluleim. So how's it shaykh to think that they're going to be nimshir by that? So Ze zegt Rabbi Ruchma, Mashgiach, de Mir Mashgiach, Rabbi Ruchma, zegt Tanu Kodesh Lebracha. Even the Dor HaMidbar that reached the Madrega of Rosh Hashivcha Layam Mashalei Roi Yecheskel Ben Buzi and Kabbalah Satayra and the 40 years in the Midbar, they also need a bris. Why? Because the minute they passed through the way of the Goyim, they saw it. They saw it. Once you see something, it leaves a roishim on you, right? And once you saw it, you have to have a bris. You're not going to get schlepped by it. And the Chasam used to say that the beginning of Iskarvis is when you see something. And if you look at the order of the pasuk, it says, "Atiru Eshikutseyem v'Giluleyem." First, Eshikutseyem v'Giluleyem. Then it turned into Eitz Ve'Evet, and then it's Kesem Zav. You know, first it's you're familiarist with it. Then it settles in, and not so bad. It's Eitz Ve'Evet, and then Amish Kesem Zav. There's a posik, a very very stark posik in Yirmiyah. Okoiv Halev Mikoil. The heart is the most deceitful of all. Va'onayshu. And he's fragile. Mieda enu, who knows that heart? It's a scary thing. I mean, you see how low mankind could sink today. There's no end. There's no end to how far it's sinking. So Okav Alev Mikoil, the heart is the most deceitful. You think that you have it in check, and it could deceive you. The Onoishu is fragile. Mieda enu. One little Ria, who knows what kind of erosion that can make on someone. Barber, Heiliger, Heiliger of Barber, Kodesh HaKadoshim, you know, who could be Masigur of Barber? So his father used to be very careful when he was a little kid, he shouldn't see anything wrong. So one time they were walking in the street, and the father saw a Shagetz, one Shagetz beating up another Shagetz. He quickly jumped on Rav Barber, he shouldn't see it. So Barber said that he did get a glimpse of it, and it had an effect on him for the rest of his life. Now, what that means, if you're a Baruch Beres Madrega, you know, of Lamaisa, you see, first of all, the hubris of the father, not to see anything. A tiny little rear of Baruch Beres said it made a roshim. So that's what we're talking about over here. Once you reach the Madrega, once you reach the Re'isem, you saw it, that's it, finished. V'hoya b'shama is divrei ha'ola hazois. Hashem says, what happens when a person hears this ola? Is Baruch Blavavei Leim Rosholim Yehli. It'll be peace for me. Ki b'shvirus libi eilech, l'man svois harova es hatzmeya. Rashi teaches, what does it mean, l'man svois harova es hatzmeya? If a person says that, he's going to cause me to punish him for a shoygeg like a mazit. A rova is like a guy that does the b'shoygeg, like a shikr. He's doing a shloim midas tzmeya, you're doing it out of taiva because you're thirsty, you're doing it b'mazit. If a person does that, I'm going to be mistarved to show you with the mazit. That's the way Rashi teaches it. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, that I involve in Mibay, says, Hamagzer Avedu Lukusi, if somebody gives an Avedi, he returns an Avedi to a guy, Olavah Kosovayim Elaman Svois HaRav Ez HaTzmeya, that you are putting together the Rava with the Tzmeya. What's the Rava with the Tzmeya? Teach the Gemara, Tzmeya is a Yid. A Yid is always thirsty. He's hungry to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yid is called a Tzomei. Tzomei l'cho namshi, komo l'cho besori, Dovin HaMelech says. That's Knesset Yisrael. She Tzmeya u'te'eva, you know, to be afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to be mekayim the mitzvahs. And Rava, that's a guy, he's always satisfied. You know, what's there to worry about? You know, I have everything. You know, he doesn't strive b'chal to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you return an aveda to a guy, you're putting him on the same madrega as a tzomei. So you see from over here that the uptight of a yid is that he's a tzomei. The Torah calls a yid a tzomei. That is the uptight of a yid. And you also find that in the Gemara. In the Mishnah in Bava Kama, Mavize Odom. Abba of Nazikin, Shor of Abar of Amav of Ahever, Mavize Odom, if you want Mandomer. I'll shame what? It says, Omar Shoymer Oso Boiker Vegam Laila, in Tivayun Boyun. If you want to seek me out, seek me out. So why is the Adam called an Ava? Because that's the Metzius of a person. That's Emes Dika Adam. And Emes Dika Adam that we're talking about is a, you know, he's a seeker. He's always seeking to come close to Hashem. And we say right also in Ledovit, L'cho Omar Libi Bakshu Panoi. About, on your behalf, my heart tells me, Bakshu Panoi, seek out the face of Hashem. Every person within his own heart, he has that tshuka to seek out Hashem. Also, as you do with the Rambam, the famous Rambam in Hilchos Geirushin, by someone that we forced to be Megarish his wife. So the Rambam says, how could that be? You're not allowed to be honest, someone to give a get. So he says, in these circumstances, when you force a guy to give a get, Be'emes, it's his inner rutzen is to do the right thing. Except he fell prey to the Eitz Hara, whatever. So knocking, giving him, you know, the makis, that sort of like takes away that outer rutzen, and then mainly he's left with the rutzen happening. The problem is, Dr. Blaine Kassman, there is a rutzen apnimi there, but sometimes it's very schwach. He can't really feel it. Sometimes it's great, but sometimes it's schwach. How do you take away the outer peels to be able to feel that inner tshuka that the lev really has? So he says that, and that's the avodah hatmidi of the ben Torah. So how do you work on that? So he says, and I'm not, I think it's Rosh Shlomo Volbe that says it. The Gemara in Sukkah says, Gemara in Sukkah daf mem vav, bo yur eish loikim midas HaKadosh Baruch midas basar v'dam. By a basar v'dam, by regular, if you have a full keli, you can't pour any more into it. It just overflows. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have a full keli and Adarab, it accepts more and more. So Shlomo Volbe says the Eitz is to always keep that keli full. And if you have that keli full, that's going to want more and more. That's the Kedusha breeds more Kedusha, right? And he says the Eitz for that is, he used to say, I can't tell you to look at me and learn many things from me. But one thing I could point to and say to learn from me, I always used to go and try and hear a shmooze from this one and a shmooze from that one and a Dvar Torah from this one and a Dvar Torah from that one. Because the more you hear, the more you want. That's physical thing. You know, there's a limit to how much a person can eat and drink, and some of them becomes miyazan, right? You have a physical keli, it's full, can't hold anymore. In Ruchni, it's mamish lehepach. The more you try and contain, the more you're able to take, and the bigger the container gets. That's the Eitzel. Pasuk says, "In while Hashem alekeches levavcha ves levav zaracha, liyahava es Hashem alekeches b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha leman chayecha, because of your life." So the Chofetz Chaim asks, what is the meaning of these words, L'man Chayech? Hashem will be mal as l'bofcha as l'vav zaracha. In order that you love Hashem with all your heart and all your nefesh, L'man Chayech, because of your life. Those words, L'chayra, have no makom over there. So the Chofetz Chaim explains with one of his classic mishalim. He says, there was a fellow that was walking on the riverbanks, and all of a sudden he hears a scream, help, help me, help me. So he quickly takes a look, and he sees that someone's drowning in the river. He jumps in, pulls the fellow out, it was a young boy. And as it turned out, this was the prince, the son of the king. Psh! The king heard this, first of all, the simcha that his son was saved was Nerubayim. And then he says, how can I reward this person? I'm just telling you what he did for me. So the king told him, I'm going to give you 24 hours to go into my treasure house. And whatever you take out of there, you could keep. He comes with Caleb. He comes into the treasure house and he starts looking over the mamish elaborate different things that were there. And he hops one thing and then a second thing and a third thing and a fourth thing. And he doesn't stop to even breathe. And he keeps on going. He's filling up one box and filling up another box. And then he gets tired. He says, no, I'm not going to. He goes weiter. He feels hungry. No. And he pushes on for 24 hours straight. The guy did not stop. And he mamish came out with a glass. Truckloads and truckloads of goods. and expensive stuff. The king has only the best. So after he sold it all, and he made himself a mint of money, he became a gvirad. Every year, on the year that he saved the boy, he made a suda to commemorate, you know, what happened to him. By one of these occasions, he asked the people around him, what would you say is the best day of my life? He said, every day is the best day of your life. You know, to sit here with your servants surrounding you with such riches and such mamish, every day is the best day of your life. So he says, no. He says, rather the best day of my life was the day that I was hungry and I was tired like anything. It was that day that I spent in the king's oichers, in the king's treasure house. I was talking, getting tired, I was falling off my feet. I was starving, but I pushed on and on and on and on. And even though I was hungry and thirsty, over Lamaisa, said, take a look where it got me. That was the best day of my life. So Zok to Chavetz Chaim, that the emphasis is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a limited amount of time on this world to grab all of his treasures, to grab every word of davening, to grab every word of Torah, to grab every jewel of divrei Torah and mitzvahs, mamish, there's oitras over here in the Shaykh, right? Later, loss of love, when we come to Olam HaBa, we're going to see the schar, the riches that we got for it. We're going to look back and say that, that was a great time when we had all those treasures, right? Hayom la'asoysam, you're able to do it. Up there, you can't do it anymore. Down here, you have the opportunity of gathering all the treasures. Narvos, our hearts are stuffed up. Right, and we don't see it, and we complain, and this is difficult, and that's difficult. But if our hearts would not be stuffed up, so then we would sing and dance every second that we have the opportunity of gathering in the oitzus of HaKadosh Baruch. Zok to Chofetz Chaim, that's from the pasuk over here. Umol Hashem Elokechas Lubavcha Veslubav Zaracha. The time is going to come where Hashem is going to circumcise your heart and take away the fashtoptkeit. Then you'll love him l'man chayecha because of your life. Then you'll be makir. The emesdik value of life. Unlike today, we complain about this and this is hard and that's hard. But when he's mo, it's l'vavcha. That's l'man chayecha. You're gonna appreciate what life was all about. So I was thinking, based on this, it could be, we know that sukkahs, there was extra simcha. There was simcha yaseir. It could be, first of all, Tishrei is Eisan b'mitzvahs, you know, Yerach HaYisan, it's Eisan b'mitzvahs. So it could be that Yom Kippur is the Mol Hashem Elokeches Lavavcha to a certain degree. It's Me'ein, the future. So when it comes Sukkot, we're able to appreciate what life is all about and the simchas for life itself, that we have the opportunity to be Mekayim all of these mitzvahs. That's an added facet of the simcha on Sukkot. I call Shamayim and Oretz to testify. I've given you life and death. So Zok Rashi, what is this? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Yisrael, look at Shemaim that I created to be Meshamish you. Did they ever change their way? Is it Shaykh sometimes the sun did not go on the east and light up the whole world? Look at the land that I created to be Meshamish you. Did it change its ways? Did you sometimes plant and it didn't grow? Or maybe you planted wheat and it grew barley instead? Shemaim and Oretz doesn't change. So it's a Kal V'chaymer. Ma'adach Shemaim and Oretz. Right, that they don't get schar or einish, and they don't change. Kal b'chaymer you that you get schar for the mitzvahs and einish for the averis. Kal b'chaymer you shouldn't change. So Frekt Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Tzadik Kodesh Levracha, was the Kal b'chaymer. Shemayim and Oretz doesn't have a koyach habechira, but we do have a koyach habechira. So Mele, it's much more difficult. So he says a chiddush gadol, which is really gebayit on Kadmoinim, on the Rambam. He says that the emes is Malachim have a koyach habechira. Malachim have a koyach habechira. Right. And Oibazai, if Malachim have a koyach habechira, the son, Yitzhorim, Bedaz, Bevinu, Vaskel, they have a koyach habechira. Norvos. Their das is so great, the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his greatness and the purpose that they fulfill is so great that it wouldn't be oil out item to deviate. Just like by yours, it's a double portion, no one's going to walk into a fire. You have the kayak, person has a kayak up here to walk into the fire, but it's so clear by us that it's destructive, we're not going to do it. By them, it's such a behirus of the emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and what serving him means that it's not oil out item, it's not because they don't have a behirus. So that's what the Torah photos from us, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu photos from us. He wants us to develop that Yediyah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that HaSogah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Ma'adav, they have that HaSogah, right? Even though they don't have Schar V'Einish, you that have the Schar V'Einish to help you along, Kal V'Chaymer, Ben Benoy Shel Kal V'Chaymer, that you should also follow in my ways. Right afterwards, it says in the same Pasuk, L'man Tichya, B'chartu V'Chaym L'man Tichya Atov Zarach. So he says, Moshe is, what are you being Moshe with the words L'man Tichya? We already know from before that if you don't do the mitzvahs, you know, it's the opposite of Chaim. That's Misa. So what does it tell me over here? V'charta v'chaim l'man tichya. So there's a famous Ramoshi used to say this Keseder. He says, it's one thing doing a mitzvah because you have to do the mitzvah. Okay, it's a madrega, but it's not the ultimate. He says, if you want to pass it on to your children and to your children's children, you have to do the mitzvah with chiyus, with a bren, with a simcha. You only do it because you have to do it because you're scared of the einer. So the kids, they'll say, no, you know, we can't be oimid ben esayin. It's difficult. You were able to be oimid with the difficulty. We can't. He says, that's why in previous generations, there were many people that were moistening efforts for Shmira Shabbos, but they did it with a krechts. And the kids said, we don't want a krechts. Right? We can't be moistening efforts. So the Torah is telling us over here, u'bacharta b'chaim l'man tichye, a lebedicky kind of a b'charta b'chaim, then it'll pass on to HaTov Zaracha. You have to do it in a way your children are going to want to follow in your footsteps. They're going to see that this is the biggest glick. That's l'man tichye HaTov Zaracha. That's the kind of b'chaim. Just would like to finish off with one short machshav on Rosh Hashanah. Har Gedalio brings down L'kutei Dvarim on Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that Flamidalvan of Midbeis, Omer Rabba. Rabba said, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Imru Lefanei Malchiyos, say before me Malchiyos, Kidei Shetam Lichuni Aleichem. You should crown me upon you. Zechroinois, Kidei Sheyavai Lefanei Zechroinois Eichem L'Tayv. Your Zechroinois should come before me L'Tayv. Uvameh, and with what? B'shoifer, with the shoifer. So Sfasemes asks, Sfasemes on Rosh Hashanah, he asks, it already said, say in front of me Malchios and Zechroinus. Malchios will crown me, and Zechroinus, you know, it'll mention your Zechroinus L'Toyva. So what's the Gemara asking by man? What is that adding over here? So Sfasemes says, Zechroinus Taka mentioned the Zechroinus Uvameh, but what makes it come up to Shemayim? That's the Gemara Shai. What makes it come up to Shemayim? B'shoifer. The Shoifer has the koyach of bringing it up to Shemayim. Why? Because it brings you in front of Shemayim. It brings up the whole person in Shemayim. And this is really what the Gemara says earlier on the Daf Chav Zayin Amid Aleph. It says that the Keren Shel Parah is possible to be used as a shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Why? One of the reasons is Ein Kategor Na'aseh Sanegur. The Gemara comes out that Ein Kategor Na'aseh Sanegur only applies Lefnai V'Lefnim. Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Lefnai V'Lefnim wasn't that allowed to have big days off. So what about shofar? That's Lefnai V'Lefnim. So the Gemara, yes. Kivon de Lezikaren Ka'asi, it's like we're standing Lefnai V'Lefnim. So Zakt, the Argid Al Yo, let's picture this. When the Yidden used to be Oyla Regla three times a year, to be seen in front of Hashem, they prepared themselves. They overtired themselves and they prepared themselves a kleinekai to come to the Beis HaMikdash to be seen in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is our Oyla Regla, Right? This is our Oyla Regel. If the Shofar makes a stand of Naiva Lefnim in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is our Oyla Regel. But more than that, when they were Oyla Regel, they stood in the Azara. They didn't stand in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. On Rosh Hashanah, we get to taste that which the Kohen Gadol was able to taste in only on Yom Kippur. Was standing Mamash Lefnim Lefnim. So the Kohen Gadol used to prepare himself 7 days beforehand, B'chol Mine Tahara. So that places a chiyuv upon us. If we realize what we're doing, if we realize that on Rosh Hashanah, it's Mamash like we're standing Lefnim Lefnim, how much preparation we have to put in to be able to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Mezozach Neshem. And if we go visit a Gadol Hadar, and I was in Eretz Yisrael, so I wanted to see Ruch Chaim Kanievsky. I didn't go anywhere near him. I stood from the distance. I made a bracha from the distance. I was scared to go near Ruch Chaim Kanievsky. I was like, you know. So can you imagine? You're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lefnai v'lefnim. That takes a tremendous amount of achon. Everybody, all their bakoshes and tefillah should be answered. There should be nachas and health and parnos and all the goods. And we should all be zoiche to a shmas b'ulav yeshiva.
Amen. Amen.